Hello and welcome back to the Logos of Experience and Truth podcast. It's been a while, over 3 years in fact, since I posted my last episode. To answer the obvious question, I stepped away because producing these episodes took a tremendous amount of time and wasn't really achieving the marketing goals I originally hoped it would. But there was another reason as well. As I continued editing the remaining 16 episodes from season 3 that I never posted, I found myself listening to discussions on manifestation, the law of attraction, Neville Goddard, Joseph Murphy, Alan Watts, and related subjects. At the time I recorded those episodes, I thought I had a solid grasp of what I was talking about. Looking back, I realized there were still pieces missing. I felt I needed to stop talking about some of these ideas and spend more time studying them, testing them, and putting them into practice. So that's exactly what I did. For the past couple of years, I've been diving deeper into many of the subjects explored throughout this podcast. I've continued wrestling with the question that has occupied my mind since writing my novel over a decade ago. What exactly is the forbidden fruit? Not the fruit itself, but what it represents spiritually. That question never really left me. Many of the remaining season 3 episodes revolve around the idea that manifestation itself may be connected to the symbolism of the forbidden fruit. At the time, I had theories. Today, I have a much clearer understanding of what I was trying to say and a much better framework for discussing these ideas, including what Christ himself teaches about receiving, faith, and bringing things into reality. So that's where we're headed. My first goal is to finally release the remaining episodes from season 3 and put a proper ending on that train of thought. Once those are complete, I'll begin exploring what I've learned since then, including both my successes and failures with manifestation, along with many of the other topics we've discussed throughout the years. I've also recently re-released and rebranded my novel under the title A Vision of Eden Through Shadow and Light. While revisiting the book and the material surrounding it, I actually found myself searching for a better way to describe what much of the work I've done is actually about. The term I've settled on is comparative mysticism. Remember that phrase, because you'll probably hear me use it quite a bit moving forward. Unlike comparative religion, which tends to focus on beliefs, doctrines, and institutions, comparative mysticism focuses on the vision itself, the direct encounter with the unknown, the divine, or whatever name one chooses to give it. Across cultures, religions, myths, and traditions, human beings have reported profound encounters with something beyond ordinary experience. What interests me most is not the theology surrounding these experiences, but the experiences themselves. What was seen, what was learned, what was transformed, and how different traditions attempted to describe the indescribable. That is a thread connecting much of what I write, what I discuss on this podcast, and what I hope to explore in future episodes. If you followed this podcast through its various seasons and subjects, and there's a topic you'd like to hear discussed, feel free to leave a comment through the website or on one of my social media accounts under the name Alpha Zagreus. If it's something I feel I can speak clearly and honestly about, I'll do my best to explore it in a future episode. And if you're interested in the book, A Vision of Eden Through Shadow and Light is now available on Amazon and Kindle. As always, thank you for listening. Until next time.